fucks up. He looks at us like we're fucking idiots, man. What the fuck? Tape. It's okay. Tape.
All right, guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the third episode of Music to Swear By. I'm Tony.
Hey.
This is the podcast where I invite neighbors over to play songs with profanity. So this week, we've got Neighbor Claire. Neighbor Claire, say hi.
Woohoo! Neighbor Claire!
And we've also got, technically, you're not a neighbor. You're the woman who lives with me and married me. My wife, Rebecca. My lovely wife, Becca. Say hi to everybody.
Hey.
Woohoo! She's
all right.
Hot.
Now, Neighbor Claire, you, our normal hosts, our normal, the folks we've done the podcast with, Neighbor Dave and Neighbor Brett, are actually gone this week.
Mm-hmm.
What are they actually doing? Is it water polo? Choreographed dancing? What is it again?
Flying kites.
Oh, flying kites.
I thought
yes,
it was synchronized water dancing.
Synchronized
watching
water dancing.
Watching parades.
Yeah. So, and Neighbor Claire, how do you actually know all this? Are you
because
intimate?
They really do this stuff. They go swimming. They fly kites.
Mm-hmm.
So the theme for this week is actually crazy teachers. And I got to put out a disclaimer. We recorded this once half an hour ago, didn't we?
We did.
Yes, we did. That's why I'm a little sarcastic.
So you'll pick up on Neighbor Claire's sarcasm because, yeah, we did this and we had to throw it all out of the window. And that was good podcasting, wasn't it? That
was
awesome.
It was very spontaneous.
It was great.
Dude, it was spectacular. Although I know, I mean,
it might have been the best podcast ever.
There's things I learned about you, Rebecca, my dear wife, and Neighbor Claire that I may not want to relearn. So we may not want to revisit that
Our
stuff.
Our goal is to make Tony blush again.
Make
crazy teachers. Let's talk about Mr. Turtleneck.
Mr. Turtleneck was my third grade teacher.
Okay, wait a second. This isn't exactly a college story, though.
This is a third grade story. Please note that.
This is primary school.
Got
and
it.
I was very innocent, and I was really ugly. And he didn't like me, thank God. But he used to like to find the cute girls and put his hand down the back of their shirts, bare skin hand. And I have to admit, at first I was like, why doesn't he do that to me? And then I was like, are you crazy?
Oh, no.
That's wrong.
See, that's the part that creeps me out, is that you were a little freaked out that he didn't do it to you?
I know.
Sick. But it's because she wasn't part of the club. She
I
wanted
wasn't
that
part
done
of the
to her, too.
Thank God you weren't part of the molestation club. The hand on the shirt, reassuring pat on the back,
thank
molestation club. Oh, man, dude.
And on the other hand, was equally hurt, too, when my seventh grade science teacher would look up people's skirts with a little mirror. He'd have us bend
that
over the lab.
That did not happen.
Yes, it did.
That only happens in crappy movies. Really?
No, seriously. Seventh grade neighbor Claire is wearing a skirt too, and little science teacher, Dr. or Mr. something something, he would hold a mirror and look under people's skirts as they bent over to look at the science experiment.
Oh, that's harsh. Did he actually get busted at it or no? I'm going to call him Mr. Khaki Pants. Did Mr. Khaki Pants ever get the hammer brought down?
Yeah.
Did he do it to you?
No, he didn't.
See?
See, Becca and I were not molested by teachers and we're hurt.
Good. That girls, that's what you get for being hot in school. You get molested by a teacher, so forget about it.
And we're not in counseling right now, so that's good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, my teacher always wore turtlenecks, as we refer to him as
Mr.
Turtleneck. And then his wife was also a teacher in music, and Tony actually had her as a teacher. And I heard a teacher from
Mr. Turtleneck told you a story.
Thank you. And his wife's breast got caught in a freezer door.
Oh, wait. What grade is this? Seriously.
Third grade.
And Mr. Turtleneck tells you a breast story?
Yes.
What? Hold on. A combine? What did it get caught in?
No, the breast got caught in a freezer.
How does a breast get caught in a freezer for
if they're
one?
Really big.
And flappy.
Okay, so, and see, now here's where we go. See, Becca and I went to different elementary schools, but in the same school district, so
yes.
We got to know each other. So therefore, I had Mrs. Turtleneck as a music teacher.
Were her breasts large?
Well, I don't know. See, I wasn't paying attention in third grade. At the time, she was kind of old. And now that I'm approaching middle age, she might be super hot with large breasts.
Not now, probably.
But Okay, hold on. Let me just take a moment.
Neighbor Tony wasn't a boob man in third grade.
I guess. So that's good to know.
Man. Oh, boob. Let me take a moment and think. This third grader, I'm going to summon my third grader. This third grader thinks
that
her
breasts. Did you want to play motorboat?
Motorboat. This third grader thinks her breasts were large enough to get caught in a freezer for sure. It's the truth. Ding, 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 ding. Mr. Turtleneck, sorry. You're a creep. Yeah, yeah. What, okay, seriously. I'm going to go to neighbor Claire first. What noise would you make if your breast got caught in a freezer?
I would swear like you okay, wait. Believe.
Well, being a small-breasted woman my whole life, I'm really not sure, but I think I would go,
I think my whole body would get caught if one boob got caught. It would be like, ee!
Okay, so we got a yah and an ee. As a man, you know what I would say? Yoinks!
Are your breasts big enough to be caught in the fridge?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, so we got to play a song. First band tonight, this is by a band I got to share the stage with a couple of years ago at the Hexagon. Prince number 3. The album is called If Howard Roark Could Dance. The profanity is going to come up quick on this one. It's going to come up right away. It's only going to come up once. So the name of the cut is called Kids by Prince number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bitches are throwing up gang signs on the corner of South and Main. Monsters keep filling their backpacks with their weed in their pipes. Yeah, yeah. Start packing heat. Yeah, you gotta believe when you realize it's me. Yeah, you gotta believe when we're dealing at home. You gotta believe when you realize it's me. The kids are keeping it real. The kids are making it work. The schools are making sure everyone feels secure. Yeah, ow, 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 ow. School on Monday just to take a test. I got the results, they were negative, yeah. Teacher always told me to just say no. She never said that there's no money in saying no. Yeah, you gotta believe when they start packing heat. Yeah, you gotta believe when you realize it's me. Yeah, you gotta believe when we're dealing at home. You gotta.
So there you have it, Prince number 3.
What'd you guys think of that song? Good?
Robin, I painted my toenails today.
What? Come on, seriously?
Jordan, really?
Are you screwing with me?
Oh my gosh.
It was purple.
I picked my nose today.
I think I've lost control
of
the podcast.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so time out. You guys, okay.
Seriously? Nothing? You guys didn't hear it? All right. Forget you guys. So, Crints number 3, track them down at CRYNS.com. They got an awesome link to their MySpace page. You can buy the album. They got a good video. I don't know. Just go check them out.
This is the crappy teacher story, crappy school episode. So another classic thing we touched on was Dr. Potts. And Claire, do you have a story or two about Dr. Potts?
Yes, Professor Potts.
Professor Potts, even better.
Who was under about 5'5", so he probably had short man syndrome. And Professor Potts was
a cut.
Well, no, we used to say that all the time. So small town farming community out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, grad school in the middle of nowhere.
Kind of grad school in the middle of nowhere, very small town. So 5 professors in the department. Mr. Potts is one of the professors. Not quite probably the... They're all great professors, wonderful people, but a little bit needing to make a lot of fun. And Mr. Potts was quite anal. He used to iron all of his shirts and his pants, and they were color-coded in his closet and hung up as far as, like, in an equal line.
Actually, he sounds like a professional. I'm kind of liking Professor Potts.
Yeah, but, you know, Potts was always looking for pots. Because I think he was so anal, he needed pot, and he was bored, and he needed pot.
Wait, go back. He would... Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Okay, now I'm getting the pun, Professor Potts. Now I get it.
Yeah, that's his
cold name. So literally, he would ask you for pot, like, would he pull you aside in the bathroom and say, hey, there's
Claire. He had another professor friend that had the pot, but he was always looking for pot.
Wow.
So, there, you know, a couple times we went out, like, after some, like, school function, and he'd be high, and he'd be sitting there with all his droopy eyes and hanging on us.
So not only does he show his face amongst the students, he's baked when he does it?
Oh, gosh, totally. Totally. Wow. He just didn't care. And we were treated as professionals. No one was really called Professor So-and-so. It was all on a first-name basis. And
he felt pretty comfortable with you?
Yes. Yeah, this is sounding like a mellow campus. Very mellow.
Very mellow. Almost way too mellow in a way. But he was one of 5 professors. One of the professors there, besides Mr. Potts, before I tell you a little bit more about Mr. Potts, was he was a professor in our department, but he also raised horses. And to drive his point home in behavior modification, which he used to talk about to our grad school classes quite a bit, he would invite us out to his horse farm. He raised horses.
I don't like where this is going already.
And he said, you know, a lot of behavior modification techniques are used on horses. And he would go on and on.
Claire?
And then he also bred horses, and we talked about, like, he would talk about how you would get a certain breed of horse, and that basically you would tie up the female and have the male come in and basically rape the female horse to get the horse that
Claire,
you wanted.
I feel bad for the female horses.
Well, you should feel bad for the grad students, because he would want us to come out to the farm and watch this.
Oh.
And the female horses were in heat.
Probably.
Otherwise the male wouldn't have wanted to.
That's right. Yeah, they had to wait for a certain time.
So you're saying that's okay?
No. But I'm just saying that
I don't know where you go with the moral.
There's science to it.
Yeah, the moral line on when a horse says no. Like,
what about the moral line on when you're trying to learn in an academic university setting
and
you're being invited out to a farm to watch a horse being raped?
And so you literally, did you go?
No. Because I don't think the horses were in heat when our class was going on.
I've seen it, but not on purpose. So
that's right. When did you see this?
Dead silence. What? How do you accidentally see a horse having sex? Or what? Do horses technically have sex? Or what do they do?
I would say they.
I'd
have
say
sex.
They
fucking.
Oh, neighbor Claire. They fornicate. Oh, jeez, you guys.
Fornicate.
I'm
intercourse.
Okay.
So my uncle had Appaloosas, and he had an Appaloosa stallion named Honeycutt, who was a big stud. He was a big stud.
Wow.
That's all I can say.
Appaloosa,
you know,
stud.
Bow, chicka, wow.
Actually, I think I have a new nickname. Becca, would you call me that around the house? Like, oh, hey, kids, the Appaloosa stud is home.
Bow, chicka,
I'm sorry,
wow.
Hey, guys, sorry. That was kind of gross.
Anyway.
So that's what Appaloosa studs just do all day?
You're good looking. That's what you do. You have a good bloodline. I mean, that's what you're bred for.
You bred to mate.
Kind of does sound like me. So what the? No, okay, sorry, that was stupid. Lame.
Tony, how many children? Neighbor Tony, how many children do you have?
Two that we know of.
Well, 18 by horses and only two by Rebecca. You know.
Thank goodness we live in a suburb. All
right, no. Let's take it back to Professor Potts, because seriously. So wait a second. So you said he was super like anal and tight and ironed his suits and hung them up, but how could a guy who smokes gobs of pots even bother to iron his suits?
That's just, he had it all together. And, oh, and this is the other thing. He wouldn't poop on university campus. He had a poop at home.
Like,
he just didn't feel comfortable taking a poop at school.
Wow.
He would only poop at home. But the other thing was about Mr. Potts is he didn't quite probably make enough money as a professor. So he decided to own some rental properties that he would rent out to his graduate students.
As any good professor will do in a farming town.
Why not just solicit your students to make some money? Pimping out properties from Mr. Potts. But anyways, one of my friends in my class, there was only 10 of us, and then we were all women, too. That's the other thing I think is kind of a funny part of this story. But anyways, Professor Potts would have to fix problems at his rental property, and then he'd come to night class and tell us about the problems he fixed.
This has to do with poop, right? And knowing you, neighbor Claire, this has to do with poop, right?
No, it's tampons. Tampons.
Ooh, sorry I asked.
Yikes. Blushing, Tony. Neighbor Tony blushing.
Okay.
Anyways.
What's a tampon?
Neighbor. What's a tampon? Well.
Never mind. Go with Professor Potts, please.
Professor Potts came to class aggravated. And when he was aggravated, he was crabby.
He didn't have his pot that day.
Probably didn't have his pot. And he was single. And he was late 30s and desperately needed to get laid in many ways. So anyways, Professor Potts comes to class and tells us about student
X.
X, who's student in my X. class and a friend of mine still to this day.
One of
and
10.
Tells us that I had to go to her house and she's complaining that her toilet's all screwed up.
So I
take the toilet off and I find tampons everywhere. There's a tampon here and there.
God forbid,
I take out her tampons. So everyone in class knew that student X had her period that week.
Student X. Did student X file charges or at least write a strongly worded letter?
This is a small school in Wisconsin. No one's going to file anything. We kind of just laughed.
So was student X in the classroom that day?
Of course.
My Lord. Professor Potts, how could you?
Professor Potts,
no!
He needed some loving. The man needed loving.
He needed loving. He needed loving or pot.
This guy is an enigma because he's both high strung, anal retentive, loves pot, and a landlord.
And
I do not understand a professor who does these things. Although, granted, in community college, I never had a professor. So maybe I don't know what makes a professor.
Actually, maybe he should have been teaching at community college.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I've lived next door to two professors, but they wouldn't talk to me, so I still don't know anything about them.
Well, anyways, what happened with Professor Potts around the time that Peep Show was going and all of this, he was kind of crabby, and one of his football teams that he likes wasn't doing well, and it was coming up close to Valentine's Day. So one of the students in my class said, you know, we should all chip in $10 and get Professor Potts a prostitute.
A hoe?
Professor Potts is prostitute and his tampon
it
turmoil.
It sounds like a story, a children's story. Professor Potts is prostitute.
Yeah, wait. Professor Potts is prostitute and his tampon turmoil. That's a good kid's book. I'm going to write that
in my writing journal.
Okay.
Anyways, this student, student J, as I'll call her, who is flipping hilarious, student J decided, shout out, huge shout out to student J, who likes peanut butter with just her dog around. Another side story, another day.
Wow, Claire.
Yes. So anyways, student J said, if we got him a prostitute and we all chipped in and got him some money, we'd get him laid. And he'd be happy. And if he was happy, we would get good grades and we wouldn't have to put up with his crabbiness. Because we were at school for 8 to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, and having to deal with Professor Potts.
Nice. So you didn't, though, right? Well, please say you didn't. Please say.
We did not, but man, wouldn't that be so fantastic if we did that? I think Professor Potts would have seriously hugged us and cried.
You know, that might have broke the man. I mean, just like just like a Appaloosa stallion, it may have broke him down into a little filly or something like that. Maybe that's what the man needed. But seriously, could you have gotten a prostitute in this small town?
Well, we could have hired one from a larger metro area and then brought the prostitute in.
They charge at least $100 to travel.
How do you know that, neighbor Tony?
Silence.
Neighbor Becca, why does he need a prostitute?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyways, that radio edit, radio edit.
And you know, the other thing about the whole department, too, is that all these professors at some point dated other students or other professors in the department. So we were just like, should we get him a prostitute, or is he going to hook up with another student?
See,
or whatever.
He would actually
that
sleep with students?
The line between, like, professionalism and just amateur bullshit.
Oh, for sure.
And we've all been there. Like, one time I was sitting in the OBGYN chair and somebody asked me to look at their tongue.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
air your pants off and in the stirrup.
Feet in the stirrup.
Yeah, we should qualify this because I think typically dumb males, and I'm sorry guys, but I think dumb males are going to listen to this podcast. What is an OBGYN?
Gynecologist. Crotch doctor. Crotch doctor.
Oh, guys. Okay, I'll give you that crotch doctor. So dumb guys, crotch doctor.
Once a year you go to the OBGYN
you have a pap smear.
Yeah, they do a little like smear and they send it to the lab and they say everything's fine and it's uncomfortable, but you know, your OB is an okay person until they ask you while your feet are in the stirrups to look at their tongue.
And your underwear are off.
Well, let's
of course.
That is such a come on line. Like, excuse me, man.
No.
Has anybody ever told you you're beautiful? Wait, did he know you were in the dental field?
He did.
Still a come on. A come on. Did he go like this? Blah, 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 blah.
No, he did not do that. No.
Okay, wait.
No.
My next question is, did you actually look at his tongue?
I looked at his tongue.
With your pants off?
As a matter of fact, yes. And his tongue was completely normal. Now I'm wondering, maybe it was a come
big
on.
Surprise that his tongue was normal.
He just didn't want you to look at his tongue.
I think
he wanted more.
At least neighbor Claire, when you asked me to look at his tongue this morning, it wasn't normal.
Oh, yeah, okay. So,
I told neighbor to ask neighbor Becca to look at his tongue because his tongue is infected.
What exactly? How does a tongue get infected?
He has a traumatic fibroma, I believe.
Oh, wow. Listen to you. Okay. New
Big
smartest
words.
Person in the room. Da, it's bouncing back and forth between Claire and Becca. I have to play at least one song with a swear word because seriously, we've been going for like 19 minutes. We're killing
this thing.
There's
no songs?
I said payback is a bitch.
We're killing this thing.
Save it, Tony.
Hold on a second. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, and this is by a guy. Who is this by? Okay, we're going to play a Ween song. And actually, this works about perfect with Professor Potts. It's because Professor Potts tended to pee in his own pool. Professor Potts peed in his own pool. So this is a song by Ween. It's called "Don't Shit Where You Eat." This is off their chocolate
Always
and cheese
good
album.
Advice.
It has you'll find many lots of profanity in this one. So Ween, "Don't Shit Where You Eat."
Don't you ever think of me when you're outside strolling? Don't you ever wave the flag when we're rocking and rolling? Don't shit when you eat, my friend. Who said it was hard to some good old wine? This is the life for me.
Excuse me, guys. Okay, yeah.
Neighbor Tony needs to use the bathroom.
Whatever. Okay, not
speaking of shit.
I'm going to edit that out. Yeah, what did you guys think of that song? There's quite a bit of ass shitty. In there.
I only heard farting and shitting.
Oh, boy, guys. All right. I'm humbled and in my place. Here we go. Continue podcast.
Well, that was a shitty song.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really hear shit.
Wow, you guys. I think I may just turn this over. What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, speaking of shitty, I thought we were talking about shitty teachers.
Shitty teacher, yes. Shitty teacher episode.
Well, my one shitty experience with teachers also happened in high school with driver's ed.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
So my mom signs me up to take driver's ed because she thinks I'm going to learn how to drive. But what I really took out of driver's ed is how to kill people.
What? Wait a minute.
Moving away. Because
that should be the anti-points.
Claire.
That's the antithesis of driver's ed.
Exactly.
The anti-points. That's my
but
new
it was
word
like
antithesis.
It was like it was Big at words. Night. And some guy who'd gotten off from, he looked like he was in his mechanic outfit still. I don't even know.
This is the guy who trained you or the guy you killed?
He had grease all over his uniform.
Where did she
find
him?
And he was just kind of like, it was Safeway driving school. I don't even know if that's around still. It was called Safeway.
Nice.
But anyways, he would be kind of talking about driving. You know, you do this when you're driving. Then all of a sudden he'd break out, you know. If you really take an ice pick and shove it up somebody's nose, it will hit their brains.
Wow.
Wait, and it will kill them.
Are you alone in the car with this person?
No. This wasn't during driver's ed, but it was like during the class. And my mom drove me to a eastern urban area.
Gotcha.
To take this class. So it was kind of like, you know, it was like the suburban kind of middle class.
Eastern
people.
Urban of St. Paul or Eastern Urban of Minneapolis?
Eastern Urban of St. Paul.
Ooh, okay.
So, you know, there's people like me, like kind of white middle class. And then there's kind of like some other people that are not like that, but that's fine. But it was just, it was such a weird mix of people, and then this guy talking about killing people.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get on the internet and just check. Okay, I'm going to Google top 10 things not to say in a driver's ed class.
How to kill people.
Oh, here we go. Thing number 3, how not to kill people with an ice pick. That's one of the things you should not talk about. Amazing. Seriously, if you had been in the car alone with him, like, and he started talking about this, what would you have done as a teenager?
Fast stop.
I honestly don't know. I think I probably would have been so freaked out. I would have crashed the car, and then on the road with my driver's ed teacher would have been a disaster.
No, he would have dug his way out of the car with the ice pick anyways. I mean, seriously.
He would have killed me with the ice pick.
Could you please pull down this dark alley, dear?
We touched a little on prostitution earlier, and I thought I'd talk about my experience as a student.
Dude, wait, where are you going? Oh my
gosh, is this how you paid for your tuition?
Seriously.
No, this
Radio
is how.
Radio cut. No, I'm kidding. It's not a real cut. Go for it.
You had me fooled there. Okay. Anyway, so as a student, I had to find patients. Otherwise, basically, I would fail clinic because you had to have so many, you know, patients that you passed on, basically. So you would fail if you had no patients. So if your patient didn't show up in the clinic, you'd have to walk the school in your short skirt and find a damn patient to clean their teeth.
Wait, with the short skirt that you wore to school, or you had a special skirt?
I had a spare in my locker.
To lure people in?
Absolutely.
Did you baby oil your legs up?
I should have.
Oh, nice.
I should have. So you would walk and you'd be like, hi, did you go to school here? Obviously they did.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let's play this out because, I mean, that would be good. Okay, so pretend I'm like some dolt walking around. And was this a community college or this is like a... No, this is a school of dentistry. Okay, pretend I'm a adult dentist.
No, not a dentist.
No, dentists are all smart.
You're just another college student.
Hey, okay.
Hey, dude, what are you doing?
Going to interpersonal communications.
You got a nice smile.
Thanks.
I'd love to clean your teeth.
What for? Okay.
It'd be free.
Okay.
We could hang out.
Oh, okay. Show me where. Yeah, okay, that's good. You would lure me in. Okay, we've been married for umpteen years. You would still lure me in. You still got it, babe.
I don't got it. Oh, it was
she's
a lot
cute.
Better.
Maybe you would be like, maybe the possibility of maybe hanging out with her more. I could.
And so once we got back to the classroom, what would you then do to me?
I'd
the
pretty much torture you.
Well, seriously? Okay, seriously. How much would they let you do? Would they let you drill teeth?
No.
Oh, thank the Lord.
No.
Would they let you hook them with those hook things?
It's called scaling.
Scaling.
If that's any better.
What do you use to scale?
Scalers.
A hook. Curettes. No, you use a... Well, hold on a sec. Neighbor
Curettes
Claire.
Curettes or scalers.
Yes. Neighbor Claire, what is that thing they use to scale your teeth?
I have no idea.
It looks like a hook.
It's a scaler.
Is that what it's called?
It's a scaler.
It's a scraper.
It could be a scraper. But it's a scaler or a curette.
Okay, so you would scale me and then what? Okay, let's just pretend. Oh, good
well,
Lord.
Is that
hey,
what you would
you
say
scale
in your
this
short
mountain,
skirt?
Baby?
I'm going to scale you, and then we'll hang out.
I'm going
oh, good
to
Lord.
Scale
okay,
you,
would you seriously
and
hang
scrape
out
you
these?
Raw.
No, I never hung out with these guys. I was a married woman.
You would just literally like leave the gums like red and like swelling, and then just be like, thanks a lot, bye-bye.
Well, since that's
she was a dental
in.
Whore. Oh. Dental affairs.
Hey, watch what you say about my girl. All right, so hey, seriously, this was a good episode. Do you guys have more shitty teacher stories? Because we've touched on Professor Potts, Mr. and Mrs. Turtleneck. Mm-hmm. What else do and the driving?
Mr.
Make up a name.
Claire,
make up a name for your driving instructor.
Scary man. I'm sorry, that's the best I can come up with. It's getting lonely.
Deadly Driver Dave.
Sure.
Deadly Driver Dick.
Steve from
oh,
Safeway.
You should see the dead look they gave me. The not funny look. sorry, Claire. What did you say?
I don't know. I think we cut?
I think we've cut. All right. So, hey, thank you, everybody, for tuning into the third episode of Music to Swear By. We got to two songs. Next week, we'll be back with, I don't know what we're doing next week. I think we're going to do the poetic delivery. We're going to do profanity with a poetic delivery. Neighbor Brett has claimed that he has a song that will take down any for the poetic delivery of profanity.
Doubt it.
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah, he's all talk.
Lovely wife, Becca, you've got a song that will take him, that you will, you'll bring to the game, right?
I will bring it.
And I've got nothing, but I'm going to comb through my music. So anyways, check back in a week or two. In the meantime, if you've got anything else to say, email us at musictoswearby@gmail.com. And that's it. Anybody got anything witty to say? Yeah, all right, don't fuck it up, Gibby.